start the meeting of the Midway City Parks and Trails and Tools Committee here on August 25th. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the June 23rd meeting. Is there a copy? I don't know if anybody's read those minutes. I wasn't here.
I printed them off and read them
because I was not here.
I wasn't here either, so I printed it off and read them. So
did you find any change? I didn't need to do any changes.
I wasn't here, so
I read them. So I move that we accept the minutes for June 23rd, 2026 as is.
And will you second?
I shall second.
Because you read them. Perfect. And then we have public comments. So we have a visitor. So can you tell us who you are and if you'll have any comments today?
Thank you. I don't have any comments. I'm a longtime resident of Midway. Bought a home here in the early 90s. Raised my family here. Still own the home. And I'm very interested in what is going on and how Midway is being developed and the trail system. I'm a mountain bike rider. So I'm really interested from a personal standpoint about the trails and the trail system. I also have a company that we procure and source outdoor site amenities, dog waste stations, benches, shade structures, bollards, signage, all kinds of things. So I'd like to know and find out about getting on to a procurement registration, if that's a possibility, and just have some input into some of the amenities I'm very familiar with that may be a consideration.
Okay, great. Great.
Tell us your name again.
My name is Cynthia Thomas.
Cynthia.
Yep. And I have a card if you guys want a card.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome.
I own almost 2 acres in off of Birdie Lane.
Oh, okay.
Okay, beautiful.
Great. The third item on our agenda today is an update on the parks and trails, trees, open space, and then we'll get to a couple of the sub-items there. So any items?
So we've got number 3 on the agenda.
Okay.
I'm wondering if
that's what I have. 3 says update on city parks.
So we've got a newer agenda than that.
Oh.
So.
I just thought you skipped one.
We'll give you the new agenda.
The one I was trying to be self-sufficient.
Me too.
Yeah, I print the other one.
Oh, there's another one right here if you'd like that.
From Melissa.
Because
Melissa sent out the other one, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Well, so the third is to vote for the chair and the vice chair.
Okay.
Interesting.
I
currently operate as the vice chair, I guess I'm willing to be the chairperson. I want, as opposed to maybe what Christy was doing before, I think I want to have a little input into our agenda in the future.
That's great.
I think that was something that it always just kind of popped up, and it didn't seem like we kind of were following an agenda that we had input into as an advisory committee.
And I can tell you the chair usually, that's the chair's agenda, so that's the way it should be ran.
Okay, so that was one of my requirements in order to take this job, because I just didn't want to...
That's welcome.
Okay, I just didn't want to show up as an advisory person and then not have any input into what we talk about. So if that's agreed upon, then I'd be happy to accept that position.
I second that.
Do we have to make a motion to?
Yeah, if somebody would make a motion, then a second, then a vote.
I make a motion. Okay. We vote Angie Richardson as our chairman of our committee.
And I second that.
Or we vote. Do we make a motion to install her, or do we make a motion to vote?
And so, yeah, you make the motion to call for a vote.
To call for
a
vote.
And she's nominated, and then you'll call for a vote right now.
Okay, just kidding about all of that.
Okay? Make a motion to call for a vote.
I make a motion to call for a vote.
I will second that.
Okay. Okay, then let's vote on that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I have any input as a visitor?
Well, fortunately, visitors, we, like staff, we just watch.
Opposed?
Okay, congratulations. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hot thing. Vice Chair. I'd like to vote Rachel as my vice chair.
I feel like that is default.
And I second that one.
Okay, so I'll make a motion. Ahead. I will make a motion to vote for our vice chair as Rachel. So, and
I second that.
He's going to second that to make that motion. Okay, and now we can say let's vote on our vice chair.
Thank you, ladies, very much.
I actually was going to tell Angie.
Uh-huh. Me?
No.
No, different. My gosh.
No. Before her, our new Randy. Whose position is he?
Brian.
Katie?
Katie. I was going to be like, Katie, when we're ready for a next step, I would be happy to be helpful. So,
perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So, sometimes I see it, the people who aren't here get voted in as chair and vice chair. I mean, that happens. Yeah. Now, planning commission seems to have to go off with their dog.
I don't think Paulette and Lisa would like that.
Or we give you jobs that you don't really want. We just sign you up for stuff.
You're on the subcommittee.
That's right.
Great. Okay. Wonderful. Then let's go to update on the City Parks and Trails and Trees open space. I don't know. Should we just talk about these two? Do you want to talk about a little bit more?
So these are very open discussions that we've got. We really need to formulate goals and ideas for this committee on direction to move forward. So very open discussion on these items. I think one thing we can do is kind of update you on what's happened over the summer. You're probably well aware of it.
It gives me great joy to ride my bike and see all the things.
Yeah, there is a lot of good that's happened, and I want to thank JC on our council. He's been a big part of the trails and the road improvements. Usually when we do a road improvement, we're doing trails or bike lanes. Mm-hmm. So JC's been very involved. So the North Center Trail, obviously that was done last year. But kind of a continuation of that is Bergie Lane. And we saw that paved I want to say it was paved in the last week.
It looks
very fresh when I drove by. Yeah. But, we always had that just kind of a widened lane on the north side of Bergie. You can see what it was. And now you drive by and we've got that nice
big retaining wall. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Using pot rock. It looks great.
Yeah.
It does.
Just a nice.
And will you still retain the biking part and then the trail part will be for walkers and slower bikers? Is that kind of?
Yeah, I think that bike lane I think is still there.
Yes,
and so
it is
the
still
idea
there.
Is pedestrians, the slower. You know, active trail users will be on the detached trail, and the spandex crew, they're going to be using that bike lane, right? So
that's what I call them. Yeah. Oh, they're matching the spandex. I love it. I have to take a picture. I'm
sorry. So I actually think that's the perfect way to do things, to have that bike lane and detached trail. It does add a lot of pavement, and it's a lot of width, but, you know, it does really help service all the different types of users that we have. We can't do that on every road, but at least our main collectors, I think it works really, really well. So this was a perfect spot for that. So I was really pleased to see that completed earlier this week when I drove by.
And then go down to where the Amiali crosses over.
Yeah,
because that's new.
The speed bump and the grazed crosswalk, I guess.
And it directly goes across now from... Because here it shows how it, the old one, right?
Yeah, this is old here. So this was kind of our first shot at these raised crossings. So they actually act kind of like a speed hump in some cities, but we've used these where there's crossings with our trails. And, you know, I've got a low car. I think that what we did on Center Street was we raised it up a little bit higher than these ones, because these ones, you don't feel so much. The idea is you can, if you're speeding, you're going to feel it when you go over it.
Absolutely.
Is the idea. This one might be a little bit low. Is that your assessment, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After this was put in, I drove it a couple times, and I said, Wes, I think maybe just a smidgen higher.
Yeah.
And he did just a smidgen higher.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
more effective.
But I think it's perfect. Yeah. yeah. Awesome dual purpose.
But I also thought that maybe because this was 35,
yeah,
it was a little bit lower because 25 on center should the different speeds should reflect the height of those crosswalks. Yeah,
I think so I think you can hit these at 35 and they're really okay.
Yeah, correct.
But
it deters speeders quite a bit. Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm. You did a great job. And that's where I live for 35 years.
Awesome.
So I'm so impressed. So thank you.
Great.
Good.
And the trail now goes across. Instead of, you used to have to kind of go out into the road and then circle around, but now the trail goes across.
Straight through.
Right through there.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, those little details of actually connecting trails. So, you know, that's been a problem for years. We'll have a trail in one subdivision and they won't go all the way to the property line. You end up with a gap. And so we're trying to make sure we have good connectivity on all our trail system. That's been a goal of ours. So I think our engineering and planning has done a good job on that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We've got this raised crossing, then the other one where First West crosses Berge, just down the road from here. So at this intersection where that new church is going in.
Oh,
yep. So, and then we have this other one that was just put in down South Center, right here as you go into Farm Springs. There's this crossing to connect to the trail there, and that's the one that's raised up a little bit more.
Yeah.
You can feel that one. So I think we're getting the formula right. Yeah. So mm-hmm. So far I've just heard really positive comments about these raised crossings. So it kind of kills two birds with one stone. As you go over a raised crossing in a vehicle, you're entering kind of the pedestrian zone because the trail is continuous. It's not dropping down into the road. Really, the road is going up to the trail.
Yeah.
And so that's the idea is the pedestrian has this experience where they're not going into a road. They're staying in more of a safe zone. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's effective at just being a reminder for everybody, like, oh, yeah, there's a crossing. And, yeah, I think it's been great.
Amen. Yeah. Along with this the sign, because there's a yellow.
Only three in town right now.
Right now.
Yeah, there's
only
three.
We wanted to see how they do. One thing we're watching is this winter.
Snow.
Yeah, snow. How do we do with those?
Yeah.
Yeah, Park City has quite a few speed humps, and I think that initially they had these ones they'd remove each winter, but I think they put in permanent ones at this point. So,
Salt Lake City has tons of them around on the east side, and they plow through them. So.
Yeah.
And Travis told me it won't be a problem.
Okay. Yeah, they're gradual enough.
Yeah, they're gradual enough. Right.
If it's a speed bump, it might take a little longer. But kind of another thing that is going to be happening fairly soon, and this is going through, right, I think we're really close to the bidding process. Nancy knows a lot about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the trail up Warm Springs Road and up to the campground and then down Pine Canyon.
I know. So I'm so excited.
How much money is this one? Did we?
It's close to $2.5 million. Design, engineering, and then because it's going to be a lot of boardwalk.
But the good news is that Midway didn't pay all of that, right?
6.7%.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that 6.7 divided between us and the county?
You put you in the county, so it actually is 3.3.
It's 3.
So it was a good one. Wow. It took 6 years to get them to finally want something up there. We had to really push them, and you guys did the presentation. You and Katie did. So.
Well, Katie, you actually did the heavy lifting on that one. So
she
was
did
good.
The presentation for us.
But I know you've been working on it a long time because you worked for the state park.
Yeah, and I saw it so close, the kids and fishing, I would just go home and go,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we did end up with the trail on the east side because a trail on the west side, we would have had kids and people all over the trail. So it makes a lot of sense that we ended up on this side of the road. And it will come around this band, boardwalks, kind of in this area here. And then we'll have a crossing right in here.
Yep.
And then the trail will continue all the way up to the campground.
I'm so excited for that.
Wow.
And when do you expect to hear back?
And
they're doing the design now. We do have a meeting with UDOT. I know I think it's the 14th of September, and they're going to give us an update. But once they get that done, they'll put it out to bid probably this spring, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Is that what you're thinking
next
too?
Year that yeah. it'll be under construction.
It'll be under construction. It's going to take yeah. a full year.
Okay. And then the trail will continue down the west side of
yep.
Pine yeah. Canyon Road.
Connecting the one existing.
Yeah, we've got this stub right here going into yep. the lodges of Snake Creek. And I think this trail is only 6 feet wide. It's going to be widened out to the width of the rest of the trail that's going to be built.
Yep.
So, and we've actively pursued trying to find funding for this. Like this piece here we annexed into the city, and they needed to pay for their part of the trail, so we have that money
good.
In place. So that'll help with our 3%.
Yeah, that's you know? Good.
And so we've tried to look for ways to help others finance it. If this ever would have annexed, we would have made them build the trail. I guess I am not 100% sure, but that's what we would have recommended to staff to the
oh,
council. Because we have a broad discretion when it comes to annexations. Yeah. We can make them do whatever we want, basically. But that we were going to wait way too long for that to happen. So I think this is a good way to move forward and get a good trail for everybody. And a looping trail like this is just so useful. Instead of going up a trail and back the same trail, you get to go around a loop, and that's the best way to do things.
Absolutely.
And on the way to the campground, then what side will it be on?
So up, it'll stay
so
on the
Pine?
West side of
okay.
Pine Canyon, and then on
and
the
then
west side up here,
okay. yep.
also on Pine
Great.
Canyon, then on the east side over here on Warm Springs.
That's so fun.
And we finished.
I just did that, like, yeah. what is today? Over the weekend, yeah, and it is tight with.
Well,
it's going to be so great.
There's so
traffic
many,
and everything.
There's
yes.
so many people that walk that.
That's
going to
be so great.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. That was one of the big ones.
Yeah. And then one more trail update. We have been working on the big trail for years, and this is the trail that connects over here, Soldier Hollow. It will come across Tate Lane and follow the railroad tracks all the way into Heber. And all the way to the rail station here. And this is part of UTN, it's Utah Trail Network. So the governor and the legislature, they want to create, we have a road network, obviously, through Utah. We want a trail network that connects all the big cities, towns together. And the idea is it's like a UDOT type function where UDOT maintains the roads. This is a statewide trail network that UDOT's going to maintain also. So it's built to a certain standard. It's got to be at least 10 feet wide, or is it 12 feet wide?
12 feet now.
So 12 feet wide. And I do think that's good. If it's a main arterial trail
for the
most part.
Yeah, I think I agree. It's just that we had impacts to wetlands. It was the only bummer.
In sensitive land situations, it's tough, that's for sure. Limited right of way. But this is broken into three sections, A, B, and C. And I want to say A is over here from Soldier Hollow to basically to Highway 113 going down to Charleston. And then B is actually over from Heber coming down almost to the river. And then C, I may
C
have that wrong.
No, it's wrong. B goes all the
B
way across.
B is in the middle.
B is goes through the two, Provo River and Snake Creek. And then once it hits Heber, then that's segment C.
And so B is the part that touches Midway because our city boundary comes down to this property that Kem Gardner deeded to us. And so just a tiny bit of this actually is in the city limits. But this is something that everybody in Midway is going to be able to use because we finished the trail coming down Center Street across this Durchy property just last year or so. And that took a while to, you know, all the way from Main Street down to here. It took us a few years to get that far. And negotiations with the Durchies, great people, but it took a lot of work to get that there. But we do have that trail completed. And the idea is that that from this point, you'll be able to go all the way down Provo Canyon. There's a big lawsuit right now on the trail section that's just below the dam. There's Steve Alt is the owner of the property, and he's suing UDOT about it. And, you know, it's like a $40 million trail for 2 miles. It's very expensive. But it's on hold right now because it's in the courts. But also from here, you can go over to Heber, and hopefully on the Heber side, you can get to the Midway Lane Trail, and that's just one huge loop. And so, again, loops are really great. So
on that, do you know, has anyone talked about, Midway's got the trail down to the intersection.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there's going to be a gap between the end of that trail and then crossing that road. I think it's Tate Lane, right?
Yeah.
And then getting across to where the trail is going to be.
Well, I think that's been resolved now.
Okay. Yep.
It's not the best scenario.
It's not. I know.
What we're looking at is a traffic signal here now. So it'll be a light.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you'll come along on the north side of the tracks, cross Tate Lane, and then cross again, and come back down to the south side of the tracks and over. And so that's probably what we're looking at with this. It's
because of the railroad, because of the Bureau of Reclamation on part of the land. I mean,
we wanted
just
to go straight across. It's bad with the intersection at the location it is. Yep. And putting the trail on the south side was problematic.
Yep.
We wanted to get it to go that way.
It was a no-win.
It looks like we're doing this weird thing like this.
Everyone can slow down. It's all right.
Yeah.
And so, it's good, and it's going to be safe.
As long as there's a light there, I think that...
Yeah. There is, and that'll make
it
safe.
Because you have to cross two roads, then, Tate, and then the highway.
And we've got... Wow. We also, as part of the conservation easement for this property from Kim Gardner, we can put in a train stop right here. Mm-hmm. So a whistle stop is the idea.
We're looking at a building over in Heber that actually was on the Transcontinental Railroad line up in Corin, and hopefully we can move that over here.
Is it that one that's
the white and
there
green one?
On 600 West?
Yep, it's on 600 West. Uh-huh. So obviously we've got to work out the details of that, but I met with them last week with Craig, our mayor. Council's got to look at it and be okay with it. But that was on the Transcontinental Railroad line. It's overbuilt. It's just extremely sturdy because of all they have to overbuild those things because they just vibrate. Mm-hmm. And so it's a nice building, and we've got some renderings that can make it look really great for Midway and kind of match our theming and have this whistle stop right there. And so it could be a really nice thing for us.
Selling fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
Can you shimmy your little hands back to the very first of this trail, section one? Where is it actually going
to
start then?
The chalet. Oh, you know where the chalet,
the Deer Creek Trail?
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, the Deer Creek Trail. This will connect right into that.
Okay.
Right into there. It's going to go up and around.
Right here.
Yep. Right there.
Yeah. So it'll just continue along here. Yeah.
As a separate trail, not off the road.
Completely separate off the road. Off the road. Okay.
Yeah, this will need to be boardwalk some of it because there's wetlands in this area. And so it'll be a really neat trail. And we're actually mitigating wetlands on our property over here. We've got 4 acres of wetlands that will be created because of the wetlands that were destroyed in the process of building the trail. And so we're going to have some wetlands, 4 acres on our, that's 43 acres over there. So it's just a tiny part of it.
It's a perfect little place for it, right off of, Snake Creek and let it drain into a, I mean, I love the mitigation map. I'll bring that next time and let you guys look at it. Okay, it's really good.
Yeah. And so, we're excited about that. We have some money. Kim Gardner was kind enough to, we contributed $1 million towards the conservation easement on his property, and he gave that money right back to us to use for improvements. So we have a little bit of money to work with. So he was just very kind to us, that's for sure. Friend of Midway.
Yep.
So. I think that's the update on the trails.
So, wait, I assume phase one, phase two, phase three, like we're going to work this. When is the first part underway?
So phase one and phase three should be starting this year.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
They completed B, but it has to go to the Army Corps of Engineers. They've sent that, but it takes
the planning
time.
For B.
Because that's the wet part.
Yes,
yeah,
the wet
B
part.
B has two bridges that are extremely expensive, across the Provo River and across Snake Creek. They're huge bridges. So,
get cold chills.
Yeah,
it's expensive. Trails are expensive.
Yeah. One thing that we did on those bridges is they're widened out a little bit because people always kind of gather on the bridges, and you've been down Provo Canyon by the falls.
Take a picture.
Yeah, everybody's on
go
that bridge,
fishing.
And it's hard to get by.
Yeah.
So we made them a little bit wider, so hopefully the trail will remain
good idea.
Passable all the time.
And
so it's the idea there.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Let's see, parks, kind of an update on that.
I missed last meeting, but tell me about the one over by the hamlet. Like, what was decided on that? That was super intriguing to me.
Yeah,
I think I've got an outline of that one.
Okay. Sorry, I missed that, and I shouldn't ask for an update, but I shall.
Yeah, just kind of an overview of this real quick. So the hamlet development here, when it came in, they deeded this property to the city as a public park, so we own that. But they also have this area that's part of their required open space. And I don't think anybody really realized that. I don't even think the HOA realized that was their property for a long time. And so that was brought to light in recent years. And so you know, they don't do anything with it. We would, as a city, we wanted to have some open space in this area that the public could use, possibly for like a dog park, because we have a dog park in the north end of town, getting one kind of in the south end. And so we worked out an easement, a public access easement with the Hamlet Homeowners Association. And that's a signed document. It's a done deal. And with that easement, people can access that property. And our part of it is we're going to make some improvements on the property over time. As we gather the funds, we'll come in and we can make improvements. And we can use impact fee money or general fund money to do this. And so some of the things we wrote into that agreement, I don't think I can remember all of these, but one is a dog park. That's one thing that I think is pretty high on our priority list.
Just to jump in and clarify, he's listing all the possibilities.
Possibilities.
Not the for sure plan.
Yeah,
and I think that they were part of that input.
Yeah.
I think they said they kind of wanted that.
Trails, bathrooms.
Exactly.
And,
Yeah, so we kind of worked with them and came up with a menu of items that could happen on this property. And it's really up to the city council to decide which ones are built. But I think this body should make recommendations of what you think should happen on the property. So in a future meeting, we should get a copy of that agreement and let all of you read through it, and you can see what the options are. But some of the things that I remember with this is having a spot over here for a welcome to Midway sign as you come into town. And then also a pump track is something that I think is listed in there, and so we could do that on this property.
What was this, 14 acres or something
13.
Like that? 13.
Yeah.
I think we have to, because it's a dump, so we don't want to start digging.
Yeah, we'd want to just bring in dirt.
Yeah, okay.
And not dig into
the
dirt.
You're right, we heard that too.
The idea.
A long
time ago, there was a dump in this spot here. And let's see, I think a pavilion's listed in there. There were about 10 items. I can't remember them all right now.
With that easement from the Hamlet HOA granting access, is public granted access to that property right now?
I mean, right now that easement...
Like I could go walk out there and not get shot.
I don't think anybody would do that.
or get in trouble.
One thing I noticed, it says no dumping, so don't dump anything.
No dumping. Perfect.
Bye.
Are people riding their bikes on those planes?
People are.
There's some rough tracks.
There's some rough tracks. Yeah, that's somebody's plane.
This is more of a two-track road, because I've driven with Wes, our city engineer, across this, and I think some people have ridden their bikes on there, but it looks like in some parts it's two tracks, so vehicles have been on there.
And we did recently dump a bunch of dirt there as well.
So this is different.
And that's because that will help seal the dump.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's a good safety measure, giving us more dirt in between.
So maybe, Brian, if we plan to have a discussion, two things. I think that somebody from the Hamlet HOA should probably attend, right? Because I think there's some people who have pretty strong opinions about that, and I think it would be important to get their input along with the document. And then the other thing is, just for us to maybe visit it, whether we do that.
We should all visit and look at it.
But I think we should all kind of go field trip, a field trip.
Just so you know, I think you do know, but the HOA has been involved up until this point, very much so.
I know that I remember they attended one of the meetings, and I think there was two individuals, and they wanted to,
Yeah, I think it's important that they know what's going on. It's really in the city's hands at this point to budget and build. But it's we don't have a timeline. I know that a lot of the residents in the Hamlet wants to see things sooner than later because they want to use these.
Enjoy it.
So they wanted to tie us to a timeline, but we just, we have to budget and plan. So there's no timeline in the agreement on when these things will happen. But I think for future goals for this committee, this is a good thing to work on. Yeah.
Well, as we envision it, there might be either we start saving the money or maybe we can start looking into grants.
That's what I was thinking. If you do a soft trail, an RTP grant is only 20% matching, where the UR grant is 50%. So it depends on what we do on there. They open up this January, so that's something to think about. That's something that we should talk about and think about.
We need to have a good vision of where we think we're going, and then we can at that point move forward.
Mm-hmm.
See about funding.
I think so.
And one thing that is just kind of a interesting item, it's kind of related to the park but not much, but over here on the west side of the Hamlet Park, we've been working with UDOT for a while now. We keep planting the seed of, and we have this in our general plan, is to put a roundabout right there, which would slow people down as you come into town. It would create kind of an entry feature, and hey, you're coming into our main street, our commercial district, slow everybody down. And so it's kind of a nice thing that we'll have to end up paying for it. UDOT won't pay for it because they call it an embellishment. It's something extra that isn't required. But well, that's something to put on your radar, Nancy.
I already have it on my radar because I disagree with them on that. Because there's a lot. That's our main entrance to our town, and it's anyway.
Yeah, it could be really, really nice, and I think you. Is there
a million dollars?
It helps us.
A roundabout?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are expensive.
That's without design.
This intersection is really weird because you've got five spurs, and this is planned as a collector road in the future once this property annexes into the city. So we'd have a need for kind of an interesting intersection at this spot.
It's for safety reasons, and that's why UDOT owns that road. It's for safety, and that's the argument I would give them.
I think that's a great argument.
I completely agree.
Personally, I go to Heber 78 times a day. And you already gained some speed. Even though I'm very lawful, you already gained some speed when you're there.
You did.
Like, it would be smart.
That, right?
And with all the different exits and entrances, it's a safety issue.
Yeah,
and
I know the Hamlet.
Before. So
this is a tough intersection because you have limited sight visibility. Yep. Come on in.
Is this trail?
Oh yeah.
Nola.
We worked together when I first started in Midway. It's been a few years, and we're in the planning department together. So, fortunately, Nola moved on to other things in life, that like going on a mission.
And she got great after she retired.
But it was really good working with you.
Sorry, I thought it started at 7.
Oh no, we're just getting going.
She is 30. Half hour early.
So that's the idea, is to get that roundabout there. So we want to. Yep. I want to work towards that. There's also a roundabout the very north end of Pine Canyon Road that we want to put in. Would be really
and that nice. UDOT will pay
on by
50% right here. So Pine Canyon, where it gets Bergen, we've got the right of way for it.
It's going towards the state parks.
Yeah.
So if it's an interest in the state parks, UDOT will pay for 50% of the roundabout. So we're working on that one.
It makes good sense there.
Well, they've created the impact. In a way, that's our only entrance, other than Homestead, which we can't put roundabout anywhere in Homestead. I don't see anything that would help Homestead Drive.
Yeah.
You know, because that's our other entrance to the park, is Homestead's Drive and Pine Creek. But everyone comes up through River Road and goes right up to Pine Canyon to the campground.
Yeah, we don't have a good spot over there, so this is the spot for that.
Cynthia, where are you at on Bergie?
Just to the right of the end of this. There's
Magpie Circle there.
Yeah, right there with all the trees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it this one?
It's the. I thought I could take this.
Oh, like you're in Magpie?
You're in the
circle?
You're in the circle.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, super
like
fun.
Lawn and then.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, you've had a lot of crazy
stuff
going on, Bergie.
I have a long history here.
Yeah, seen a lot.
I have. But I really like how things have turned out. I'm really happy with it.
Cool. Okay. And then just one last thing that we had is these are just some generated pictures of possibly updating our trail signs. I know we just went through a process of of putting up trail signs, but if we decided to move forward, this would be kind of a more permanent type design. And
are you putting any wayfinding or any kind of QR codes or anything on these for the trails?
This is very, very preliminary thoughts.
Okay.
Great ideas for that.
Because our red ones have that.
That's what I thought. Okay. So.
But
it's just that if you put a QR code and create it and call it a wayfinding,
I think
I can get grant money for it.
That's
but
the
if
way
you just call it a sign, I can't. So
I think it'd be easy to put a QR code on there.
Well, I'm a money person. I can't.
So just to kind of have a common theme, I think the new trail signs look great, but it kind of looks like we're in a forest, Forest Service area or something like that. This would be kind of a more tourism type sign. And so, it's just food for thought. This is way preliminary, and we just kind of threw that together one day for people to consider.
Too much on a sign people don't read.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? You just, simple. Right. And then maybe they'll read it.
Yeah, and as Rachel pointed out, you know, there's just very few signs out there right now, and so I guess as a committee trying to decide whether we're going to put up some more of those signs.
Yeah, we had like 50 or something.
Yeah,
didn't
my thought was we should put on all the cheap ones.
Okay.
And the cost of this is going to be significant.
Yeah.
Right.
So if it were me, I would say, okay, now we'll start replacing them with permanent ones over time.
Yeah, yeah, that's for the big boys. Yeah. Like the,
and start with the key areas, right, and kind of work your way down.
Yeah.
That would be my strategy, but.
And we could use some funding like that.
Like repair works on some trails and then some signs.
Yeah.
Repair works on some trails and then some. And that way we get some of it paid, or at least if we don't get it paid, it's our matching funds. No sense of paying all this and not having it count for something.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's,
So yeah, I would love to just go full speed ahead on the cheap signs that we finally got to the point we're putting them in the ground.
And we can analyze what we've done, and maybe we want to make a few changes as we move forward with the permanent signs. And and so I think it's good we did what we did, but maybe we can take this next step.
But I think that there are a lot of locations that do need signs, because I've seen people like stop
and
over by Cascade. They're like a group of like 15 people, and they're trying to figure out where they're supposed to go.
Or can I go there?
Or can I go there? And I'm like, so I think we need to.
No, I agree.
We need to assess where those next group needs to go.
For sure.
So,
Michael, can I? I think maybe you've moved past A. I want to actually talk about A.
Let me.
In particular, we talked about some trees, and I think Katie had the budget, and I think. Maybe they were ordered, but I just don't know where the status is of that.
Yeah, and I don't know either. I'm going to have to look into that.
Because wasn't there something, some...
There was a grant, and I never... we talked to Preston, and they were going to order the trees, and I said, when you do, let me write the grant first, and then we can at least get 50% of it.
So I'll show you
But I haven't seen anything.
So this is Bergie Hill Park, right off of Bergie Lane. So we're looking at this area here. Switch over to this.
So we had actually done a tree design and selection, and we had a list and a quote. We had all this to the point where I thought we were going to go do it. But then Katie, you know, wasn't with this anymore. We need to pick it up.
And we can still do it this fall. I mean, I can get it in, and we can get it in, and they can approve it. And then as long as we plant before November 1st, we're good.
Okay.
So we need to make sure we...
Let's do that.
If we could get with you, Nancy, and...
Yeah. Send me that, and send me the list of the trees, and let me start writing it up. If you have a plan to where they go, that would be perfect.
Even the species.
Yeah, we had a quote, and I have it at home, if you can't find it.
Okay, the quote and the map.
I don't have it.
Okay.
We'll have to search through Katie's file.
I can scan it and send it if you need it.
Okay.
I would need that, and then...
Okay. I'll try to find it in her files. If we can't find it, then
we'll... Because I know I have it.
We'll get it from you, but I'm sure Katie has it in there.
Okay.
This is good information, because I actually didn't know exactly where we were on some of these projects.
Yeah, right.
And the idea was, I think we're going over that kind of end result design. That's our kind of guiding light right there, right? And I do think that some of it is partially done now.
Yeah.
Because they've moved their equipment over there.
So
B.D.
Bush? Yeah, B.D. Bush is the contractor. They use this as a staging area, and in payment... of in-kind work, they're going in and grading, and maybe they've done their part. That's another thing I need to find out.
Yeah, they're supposed to do a berm or something, weren't they?
They look pretty minimal, so that's one of my questions.
Yeah,
it looks
that's
like
a good
they've
point.
Scraped it out and bermed it a little bit, but they don't look like much.
But the trail does go across. It does go across instead of going up that steep hill when it crosses the... You know, you're coming... When you come down from Valley, when you...
So kind of over... Here.
On the left, on the left side. Yeah, it used to go up.
It used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now
we
got to go and fish.
And now it doesn't.
It used to go over here and then up and around by these roots, but there's the path actually can go this way.
Yes, that's across. A whole new path, right?
That's
parallel
great
the road.
Because that little hill was not very fun because of the roots and everything. So.
Yeah. This section was bad because of all the trees.
Yeah.
And roots were pushing it up and it became dangerous. Yeah. And so, did that part get torn out? Do you know if that's the case?
Last time I looked, it was still there.
Okay.
And I don't know if they were going to leave it or if they were going to actually remove it. Yeah. Not sure.
Okay.
It is in pretty bad shape.
But now we have this continuous trail cutting across here.
And it's awesome.
So I'll go back to that. Plan. I'll zoom in on a couple of spots so we can see better. Okay, so this is supposed to be just kind of a natural, you can see milkweed seed for monarch butterfly help. Beady bush, these red things are what beady bush is supposed to do. So they're supposed to replace the trail at the entrance to the staging area, which should be done. Also, BD Bush to install the proposed berm is shown. So these berms should be in place now. We've got to go out and check and see if that's happened.
Yeah. I haven't looked.
BD Bush to create a low spot for detention. So we have water that runs out of the Midway Irrigation Company's ditch. And the idea is to catch that water when it does overrun because that grate is constantly getting blocked.
Okay.
And so that's why we end up with water going where it shouldn't go.
Yep.
So that's just kind of a measure to catch that water that is escaping. Let's see. It's part of the North Street Trail, so BD Bush will install the raised crosswalk. That's in. So I think they've done a lot of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Existing boulders to be relocated and set into the landscaping rock. So I think I got to go by and take a look at this.
I don't remember.
I think a lot of that.
I know they did something. It looks a lot more cleaner in that area.
I don't remember.
And this trail cuts across now, as was mentioned. Existing cobble rock to be removed north of the trail connection. Existing powerful. Okay. Over here. So this area to remain free of planning for snow removal access. As you guys know, a few years ago we had so much snow, we took hundreds of loads of snow, and it took until like August to melt. It took forever. So we want to still have access in case we need to get back in this area. That buckrail fence is there, so that's done. And then the ditch that's been problematic for us is right here. So BD Bush to install a ditch overflow relief section within the existing ditch, so I have to see if that's done too.
Yeah.
But this is constant maintenance with this ditch, and so just like a lot of them around town. So I think our guys go by every day and clean that out. Otherwise, it just backs up. It's a constant effort to keep it running. Okay, so that's the plan that we've got. And I don't know a lot more about this plan on the timeline for it.
Because there was trees along a bunch of places that we had.
Yeah, I think there were
some
trees here. The park, but
yeah.
Mostly for here, yeah.
And this, so this is milkweed here, but this other green area, let's see what that is supposed to be.
Just a native grass, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, native grass mix.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see if that's happened also.
And I think we also talked about in Burby, we were talking about in that dog park, either a better shade or there was something going on with the shade falling down. And
I remember that.
And so there was a discussion about getting either a second shade that was over by the water or improving the shade that was there. I think so.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
I'll take that action, and I'll take some maybe take some pictures or something.
And Michael, just to add to your notes, I mean, I don't know the ultimate plan, but water has to be a consideration, for these trees and things we're planning. I think we're going to try to do a drip system maybe a little bit more for the grass, I don't know, but that's got to be figured out. I think we want minimal, just enough to get the job done.
Yeah.
But
you have to have it in order to get funding.
We're going to have to have some.
You have to have water. You know,
so that's got to be figured out and built too before.
But didn't he say that there was a stub out like right close to that berm area or something? Remember Preston said something about that and they could just run a drift line all the way along? That's why they thought
the
berm.
I think there's one either over by the, closer
to
the river there is. It's not really a river, but
something like that. Something over there.
The west side?
Yeah.
Or over here. But wherever it is, or wherever everything is, we do have to figure it out and get it built. Because I thought there was water kind of over there to the left side of that whole area, but
kind of over here.
Further south. But
do you remember we talked about
it? Yes,
and I can't think of where it was in there. And just
we did.
It was too long ago.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll there was a conversation about that.
We got a little time, so because I submitted, it's always open. The grant is always open. You know, so you submit it and then you hear within a week.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really, really easy. It's actually a pretty easy grant. It's only $2,500, but you can do a lot with $5,000, you know. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
May I just ask a couple of questions?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, brainstorm ideas for goals and future projects. I just wondered, thank you. Thank you for the trails. We use the trails every day.
I love
them.
Mm-hmm.
I go the trails.
Isn't that wonderful
every day.
To hear?
Yes.
It just warms my heart.
It really does. My Pine Canyon Road. When is the trail?
Yeah, that is our. It's council
that
decision,
is our beast.
That is our next one that we want.
I heard you said a roundabout at the top, but is there a trail?
There will be.
Yeah,
a trail.
It is on our master plan.
Yes.
And I'll just go to the master plan.
It is so dangerous. There are so many walkers and bikers and
dogs. I know, and it's so tight through there, and we're trying to figure out where to put it
and
where
the
easements
are.
The
ones on the rollerblades when Soldier Hollow gets
filled.
It's just so dangerous. If it's trash day, it is just dangerous.
I
just wondered when it was on.
Yeah, so we updated the master plan in 2023. It was after basically a two-year process. This was adopted. And, you know, the whole master plan, including this map. And so we have completed a number of these since the map was adopted.
That's awesome.
You
it's
know, including
awesome.
The trail through Amiyali that comes down.
We ride it every
done.
Week.
This has been built also, east to west.
The
on
thistles,
the south side.
Who is spraying the thistles?
Thank you. Thank you. I have put in two requests with Preston.
Thank you.
With the thistles. Issue.
So dotted on here means they were planned at that point in time. So you can see how many have been completed since then.
Wonderful.
And that's just since
2023.
That's done. We're working on this one right here. This is just south of Raymond Farms into the west of Indian Summer. So that connector. The property owners are willing to grant us that property. So we're working on that one.
Doesn't that already exist? Because that's where I've ridden through there.
This part,
a little,
the other one
this part
exists.
Does.
Oh.
Yeah, going over to 250 North exists.
Actually, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm thinking further west.
There, but
yeah.
In this field, there's nothing across this field. So we're working on that one. And we're in a good spot on that one. We could get it really quick.
Cool.
Then Pine Canyon, you can see this is a dotted line. This is one of our next big goals. This is done over here. And so this is the last big one on the north side of Main Street.
Yeah, because those others are great. They're wonderful. Thank you.
And I think timing-wise, we're doing the Warm Springs, which I think
hasn't
come yet, but that's going to be done
this next summer.
We're also finishing up, I guess, some more work on Homestead Drive, which is a water line project, which is going to affect Homestead Drive.
And that will be right over around the
bend. So basically, we're going to get that stuff done, and then hopefully queue up Pine Canyon next.
Yep.
In between that, we did talk about January the boardwalk replacement on Cary Lane.
Yes,
that's extremely dangerous. And the one off of Pine Canyon that goes out, we're going to do that one.
Yeah,
and
that one's like a roller coaster.
It is. And those are the two that I have really got my eye on for this this grant cycle in January.
Right over there.
Yeah. That's a fun one because it makes so much noise.
Yeah.
Right there.
My bike.
It's, I get kind of scared sometimes when it creaks and it's cool. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I've sent my 100-pound dog to be ahead of me.
I don't go on it. I go on the road there.
But that's on my radar for next year. And what we can do is tie into some of these signs with that. Do the RR1 and get those repaired and replaced, and then tie in some signs as our matching funds.
And as Nancy mentioned, the difficult thing with Pine Canyon Road is we just have such limited room to work with on that one. Yeah. And where we've had limited room to work with, a lot of times we just end up doing a detached trail. So the rumble strips is what we've done in the past.
The rumble strips have worked well. I don't know of any accidents. Has there been any accidents with rumble strips?
No, I don't think any accidents.
It's not the best, but we're hoping that maybe we can find a way.
Yeah, we'll have a couple of spaces. Here in Midway Village, there's that detached trail, and maybe we'll get a couple more of those. But for the most part, I think, especially where all the homes are, we're going to have just probably an attached trail.
A lot of folks keep saying that. I keep saying no. I'm going to try. I'm going to make them try to do the detached.
I know.
Yeah. If we could get it to go, that's great. It's just
we need to take it right to Wes and look at it.
Right there, right.
I've been with Wes several times. And the last time, I about had him convinced.
Oh, really?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. The one by Midway Village is so romantic.
Yeah,
the Polish rubber. Like, it is so beautiful just to ride through, walk through. I told my 17-year-old sons, I was like, take a girl for a walk through there. With a little picnic, you are a winner.
My other question was...
I like that.
The hanging bushes that are over the trail that about knock you off your bike.
Yeah.
Like, right there by about across from Robert Duncan's. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. That corner's a really dangerous corner.
Oh, okay.
You've got the roundabout. If you're coming this way, you can't see 600. If you're coming down, you can't see if there's somebody coming around. And the bushes
are right there.
Yeah. And I don't know, do we take our pruners, or is that...
So I saw our guys yesterday cutting trees over on Center Street next to 600 North, and it was our guys cutting trees. Yeah,
that's where it was. And I didn't know if it's okay. I hate to go to somebody's yard and cut their trees.
Yeah, if they're out in the right of way, we can do it. We like to work with the property owners because otherwise they show up after work and their trees been cut. So we try to work with them. But if it's out in the right of way, we can do it. And if it's a safety issue, we need to do it for
So Katie told me that there was a form that you can submit. But I have not been able to find that on the Midway site, a form that you could submit that talked about those kind of maintenance issues. But I haven't been able to find it because I was going to submit one of those.
Yeah, because people who don't ride them don't know they're there.
Right.
You know, I think they would do it if they knew where they were there. But if you're not riding it, you don't know.
And so there is a complaint form. It's kind of a miscellaneous one on our webpage.
Not really complaining, but just saying this is a dangerous
concern.
It's more of a park or trail concern. Right. I don't know. Yeah.
That one across from Duncan is really dangerous because of that roundabout, and you cannot see any way.
I would agree.
You cannot see.
Yeah, we're working on a new website right now, actually, and the idea is that we'll be able to have those fillable. You can just fill it in on the website because we don't have that capability with our website, and so you have to print a form, write it down, scan it, send it back to us.
Yeah,
it's not convenient. So
and
we're working
not even
on a better website.
Who to send it to? I mean, that was the big thing. Is it who at Midway do you send it to?
Yeah.
Didn't really identify.
Yeah, if you give it to any of us, we'll make sure it gets to the right spot, and that's our public works department. So
one other one is it called Street Lane?
Yeah, Street Lane down 250 West.
And it goes across to Stringtown.
So that's 970 South.
There's that little trail. Well, the fence is right there, and the weeds they're going. It's really a hard one to weed eat because it's right there by the fence. But that's one that Public Works should probably know.
So 250 West Street Lane, and this is Street
Part of it's really pretty. I rode that one the other day. And
really
then part
pretty.
Of it is all of a sudden weeds.
It's really pretty, but it's along the fence. Those weeds are getting really, really tall.
Yeah. I agree.
And the fence is right there, so it's really hard to weed eat because... it's on that side.
Well, it's
north
nicer than
side
that
or?
Now.
Yeah, it is way
it's
nicer
a nice
than
fence.
It.
It's a nice fence.
Yeah. But no signs there, so that's where I saw people that were
wondering if they could go there.
Yeah, we need to get our guys working on it.
Right
this is before the trail was built. This is the old gravel road.
Right.
And I do have to give kudos to the property owner.
Oh, they did a nice job.
Yeah, so this the guy who did the four lots over here. It's a guy.
They did a nice job.
Law. His last name is Law.
And it's beautiful.
Very nice guy. And he built this trail on his own dime. We couldn't require him to build it. He actually just built it for us. Okay. And so, you know, some developers are really nice.
Isn't it supposed to be?
There's a few out there.
Isn't it supposed to be a street through one
day? The idea is in the future we will have 970 South Connect. And then we'll have a detached trail in the future. But for the time being, we just have the trail.
Right.
So we just want to keep motorized vehicles off of there. And so we put in the bollards to try to do that.
I like it, a trail. I feel like I'm cheating. I can cut down
across.
There.
Yeah. Down by my area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I saw you.
I know,
yeah.
That's what you saw me. Yep.
Well, I just wanted to say thanks.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that. We appreciate thanks.
Okay, let's move on to item four, which is brainstorming too.
Did I move ahead? I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We kind of included that. It was all kind of a together. But if there's any other ideas that people want to bring up.
I think a good future goal and project is the signs.
Yep.
Yeah, I really agree.
Whatever we decide we're moving forward with, let's move forward and get it done.
And just think about that, because the grants open in January, February, and March for signs.
Okay.
So that will give us tasks to do and have them ready. Let's have the design. Let's have the cost. You know, let's get everything together. Then it's an easy one to just throw together with the other grants that I'm writing.
So I think part of that is looking at our existing signs and do we want to replace all of them or just start with, you know, a quarter of them and kind of work our way through the most important ones, maybe, because we might not have the budget to do it all at once. So we have to
look at the cost.
Unless Nancy works her magic and gets a ton of money.
Well, that's what I'm going to try to do is let's see what the cost is, and then I can use that for.
And I think Katie had asked the committee to kind of go through, there was a map that Rob had that had all the signs indicated, and Katie had asked us to kind of circle and prioritize, like, so we will revisit that.
That would be good. Let's find that. Yeah,
we did that.
We did that. Because I know I sent
that. Val did the best job of it. I did a half job of it.
Okay. So we will definitely put
Let's
that
definitely
on.
Do that. Okay, good.
I wanted to potentially bring up to the committee maybe adopt a trail kind of mentality, because what I see, and maybe you see it too sometimes, there's sections of the trail that will collect garbage, and I don't expect Preston and his crew, the crew, to necessarily be alert on that, but especially during windy times, we get garbage collected on trails, and so. That's something that maybe I wanted to talk to when Lisa and Paulette are here, is if that's something we want to think about. If there's an individual, and we don't have to put signs up for it, but maybe even just recognizing people in a newsletter that, you know, hey, you know, these individuals have kind of adopted this section of the trail and are kind of keeping it nice. And whether that's thistles, you know, or garbage, or
dog poop,
or dog poop.
I think those ones on Street Lane are going to be tumbleweeds. I think that's what they are going to be.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Yeah.
For those of us who use those frequently,
I was going to say I think it's a good idea, and you should definitely do it. I also think we could ask Preston to, you know, to keep a garbage can with him when he's doing sweeping and stuff.
Okay.
And try to do some of it too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you walk along 600 North and there's that trail there. And I know that off to the side of it is probably somebody's private property, but they're not picking up stuff, and it just kind of starts to look, and if it, as we get more people, it might look a little trashier, so it was just a thought for me.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
I'd certainly be willing to take sections.
The state park, what they do is they'll say, if you pick up a whole bunch of garbage, take a picture of yourself and send it to us, and they give them a sticker or something or recognize them on Facebook.
Yeah.
They do something for them. Yeah. So it's kind of an honor system. People go out and clean up the garbage. Because I always do that. I carry a garbage can.
I do too. I've been doing that too.
You know, along those lines, dog waste stations, the ones we procure look like wood. And so they're really nice. They're a whole one-piece system where you have the sign, you have the dispenser, and you have the trash receptacle, and it all looks like wood. And, you know, everywhere you go now on pathways, you see people walking dogs, and if they don't have a bag with them, or even if they do have a bag with them, a lot of times they'll leave it on the trail. Yeah. Think, oh, I'll come back and get it on the way back, I guess is their mentality. Mm-hmm. I know that it is always a concern. Well, who would then dump the trash receptacle? So that is something you have to think about, where you could place them. But that is one of my biggest things I like to be a proponent of, is having dog waste stations in strategic places where you know people are walking their dogs. Make it convenient. Grab a bag and throw away the waste easily. And then that trash receptacle can also be a trash receptacle for anything else you find nearby. Mm-hmm. So if there's anyone I should talk to about how we can be strategic about those things on any pathway or trail, turn me on to that person.
Wes kind of figured out where he wanted to put them in different, like at parks or at like connector areas where like three or four trails come together. Right. And so when I wrote the UDOT grant, I think I submitted for 7 trash dog waste stations. They're like what you say. Mm-hmm. You know, and we just have to buy them from UDOT. I don't know what they're procuring, what is, but we do have 7 coming.
Cool.
But I don't know where. Maybe we should think about where.
Yeah.
You know, at least at some of the parks. I know some of the dogs can't be in the park, but they're at the park. Okay, yeah. They're at the park. Yeah. You might as well have a waste station or something outside where people can hopefully pick up their poop or something.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming.
Cool.
But
thank
it's a
you.
Thought. Thank you. I don't know.
For sure, one of those should go at the Gardner property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Definitely.
Lots of dogs there.
Yeah, there are.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so maybe when we talk about where we want to place the signs, we could do the...
Strategically put the dog waste. Somewhere where they're visible, where people can see them, and also where we can, you know, I hate them when they're overflowing and they're really...
Oh,
yeah, hopefully it's something we can do almost daily.
Yeah, and you just pick up the bag, and that's what the state parks do.
I had to walk by Hamlet today. the Nearings, I think, private property right there by Hamlet. That little ditch is full of dog turds.
Really?
But I don't
know if it's in there.
Not in a bag.
Just
some poop.
Right,
so I don't know
road.
If it's like the property dog or just anyway.
That is
dog poo taken care of would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
So am I. I'm definitely. I have 2 dogs and I 99.9% of the time on the way back I pick up my bag. But once in a while and then I can't find it and someone else did it for me. So I pick other people, so I figured it washes out. Yeah. I'm hoping anyway. Because then I get home and I'm like, oh, forgot the poop bag. I'm not going all the way back.
Okay. We're just a few minutes over. And I have one more thing, which is crosswalks, connections. We talked a little bit about that. And I think that as we go forward, if we have intersections where we are having a crossing a major road, we should revisit that to see where those should be markings for that.
I know of 2 already.
Okay.
So we'll definitely bring that up.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure.
So those are my
more raised crosswalks?
They don't necessarily have to be raised, but they need to be painted so people can see.
It kind of cautions people to, all right, you know, like Pine Canyon and Homestead. That is a terrible one.
Yes.
It is. And we have signs there, and I've almost been run over. I just kind of go like, because they can't really see either. So I think that needs to be painted.
Whether, you know, you start with just maybe marking the road and then you go.
So this one right here.
Yeah. Yes. That one's.
So I was actually just going to talk to Wes because at 600 North and Center, there's a crossing that crosses 600. Okay. We were going to put in not a raised concrete crossing, but a concrete crossing.
Right.
And to see if it helped, so that the paint doesn't wear off.
Right.
There's nothing there today, I know, because I just drove by, you know, recently.
And I was thinking, well, when is that? When are we going to do that? Correct. Did they forget or what?
Yeah. And he also told me, because 600 North and where, what is it, 200 East, Amiali?
Yeah.
That's another one. And, mm-hmm. and Wes did tell me that he put that on some list to mark, but I don't know. He said they do it in the fall or...
And we do need to get that list because the UDOT grants come in March. Yeah, that's what we want to look for.
Right there, because that's where kids cross it, you know, for the bus.
Let's get those lists.
This one was going to be painted. The other one we were going to try going more than paint because the paint, unfortunately, wears pretty fast.
Well, if you want to do that, that's a good one for the UDOT grant in March. Yeah. Because that's what I'm thinking of doing a lot of our crosswalks, a lot of our painting, and a lot of our repair. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good list.
Back to Wes. I got to go meet my daughter, thanks everybody.
Tell your cute daughters I said hello.
I will.
They're cute girls.
Yes, they are.
So, I think that's good.
Take a motion to adjourn?
I second that.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's great. We're adjourned. And Brian and I will get together and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next one, we skipped a couple of months, and that stressed me out. Are we meeting next month?
I think we should for now. And when the grants start coming, we need to really get our list together and our signs and what we want, and let's plan. Because I plan 3 months ahead what I need to do.
Stop in order.
Okay, so we adjourned. I'm going to stop.